While most doctors see email as extra work, some have been embracing electronic communication. But doctor-patient email is now complicated by new federal privacy rules known as HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Keith Seinfeld of member station KPLU in Seattle explains.
Family doctor Chris Schuhart is visiting patients on a weekday morning.
Can you swing your legs up there for me and... we will take a look.
This older man at Swedish Ballard Hospital in Seattle has a foot infection.
What you've got is you've got cracked, superficially cracked skin here.
From his hospital rounds, Dr. Schuhart heads back to his clinic to do some paperwork and check his email.
So nothing from any patients today.
Schuhart's been trading emails with his patients for nearly 4 years.
It's another way to have patients sort of feel welcomed, to feel like they're connected to their doctor. There's plenty in healthcare that distances patients and physicians.
Schuhart was concerned about the new HIPAA security and privacy rules, but his medical group assured him that to comply with the federal law, doctors just need to have their patients sign a simple consent form. It tells the patient that email puts confidentiality at risk and lays out some ground rules, such as don't send questions about urgent items like chest pain. But not all doctors are getting the same advice. Dr. Rennie Coit runs University of Washington Medicine neighborhood clinics with 65 doctors.
We have restricted the use of email with patients until we can find a solution, presumably a technological solution, that will allow us to have secure and private electronic communication with patients.
The AMA may have added to the confusion by adopting two sets of advice. Its official policy focuses on the consent form approach, but the AMA was also part of a working group that came up with more stringent guidelines for doctor-patient email, recommendations that stress special encryption software. AMA trustee Joe Heyman.
That's partly because the people who put them together included professional liability companies and state medical boards, so they were much more concerned with those kinds of issues.
Malpractice issues, to be specific. These more legalistic guidelines are being pushed to doctors by companies trying to market encryption software. From the federal government's perspective, this is not a requirement. The Office of Civil Rights in the Department of Health and Human Services enforces the privacy rules. Spokesman Bill Pierce says email isn't any different than cell phones or fax machines.
The privacy regulation as part of HIPAA does not require that emails be encrypted. It does not prohibit in emails. It does not suggest emails can be used. It simply says you have to take reasonable precautions in protecting patients' medical records.
In the government's view, reasonable means warning the patient about the risks inherent in email. Still, doctors are afraid how the rules could be interpreted, and thousands are deciding it's better to be safe. Family doctor Stephen Arndt is medical director for a large suburban group south of Seattle.
One of the problems with HIPAA is that it's a brand new, huge federal regulation that's come out, and I don't think any of us are interested in being the test case.
Arndt started emailing with his patients inadvertently after he put his email address on his business card. But some patients were sending him some very revealing messages, and he worried about ethics and liability. With the HIPAA rules on the horizon, he made a switch. Now his patients log on to a secure website, post a message, and then Dr. Arndt logs on to the website to retrieve the messages. One of his patients is Lisa Bartholomew, who relies on email to keep on top of her diabetes. She rates the convenience as more important than security or privacy.
I'm the kind of person that isn't shy about talking about my health, so that isn't a big thing to me. And I don't think the computer is any more risky than doctor's offices accidentally throwing medical records out in the garbage.
Furthermore, she says if she had to switch doctors, finding one with email access would be a top concern. For NPR News, I'm Keith Seinfeld in Seattle.